Roman Kersnarek, who recently wrote The Good Ancestor, How to Think Long-Term in a Short-Term World, talked to us about the legacies we leave and the opportunities we create for future generations.
I certainly think that the big question for our century is, how can we be good ancestors? And I think the reason for that is that never before in human history have human actions had such impacts, potentially negative impacts on future generations. Of course, that all started back in July 1945 when the first nuclear test happened, but now we've got long-term potential impacts of climate change and biodiversity loss, threats from new technologies such as the risks around artificial intelligence and bioweapons, and who knows, there's also the next pandemic on the horizon to plan for. So the need for what's sometimes called cathedral thinking is incredibly important. And let's remember that there's tens of billions of people who are going to be born over the next few decades, and they have no say in our political systems. They have no influence in elections or in the marketplace. So this is a moment that really matters for the long-term future.
That you've guessed my second question, which is exactly that, about having a voice in the democratic process, in the sense that the way parliamentary cycles are designed in Western democracies in 4-5 year cycles, the imperative on the ruling party is to try and get themselves re-elected, and the future is something which can be thought about sometime later.
Well, this is one of the tragedies of representative democracy, that tomorrow's generations can't, you know, throw themselves in front of the king's horse like a suffragette, or go on a salt march to defy their colonial oppressors like Mahatma Gandhi. You know, they're not here to get their voices heard because of those five-year cycles and because of 24/7 media. And so we need to start thinking about, well, how can we actually redesign democracy for the long term? And the good news is that actually there are incredible innovations around the world in this very area. Right on our doorstep in Wales, there is a Future Generations Commissioner whose job it is to scrutinize public policy in education, healthcare, other areas for its impact up to 30 years from today. Right now, there is a bill in the UK Parliament for the whole of the UK to have a Future Generations Commissioner with even more power, more teeth than the one in Wales. And then we can go across to Japan, where there's this amazing movement called Future Design, which is about local government decision making. And it's based on the Native American idea of seventh generation decision making. And what they do is they invite local people to discuss and draw up plans for the towns and cities where they live. And they typically split them into two groups. Half of them are told they're residents from the present day, and the other half are given these almost ceremonial robes to wear and told to imagine themselves as residents from the year 2060. And it turns out the residents from 2060 systematically advocate far more transformative city plans, from healthcare investment to climate change action to dealing with COVID or artificial intelligence. And that future design method is spreading across Japan to big cities like Kyoto. It's being used in the Ministry of Finance. So that is the kind of model that could be used in cross progressive cities in the UK, in the US, and across Europe as well. That's about, in a way, bringing long-term thinking into the DNA of democracy itself.
Yeah, but quite apart from the political systems, that's fascinating what you say there, it is actually the people who do the voting. And I'm just guessing that if you, people may talk a good game, but when you offer them jam today or jam tomorrow, they often go with jam today. And if you ask a government, do you want to spend less right now or more right now because it'll be worth it in 20 or 30 years' time, the budgetary pressures will be, I'll spend less right now. These are hard instincts to shrug off, aren't they?
They're incredibly difficult to shrug off because governments are dealing with immediate crises like COVID. They've got their budgets to balance and so on. But what the evidence shows is that if you put power into everyday citizens' hands, for example, the idea of the citizen assembly movement, which has been so successful in Ireland, there's been the UK Climate Assembly, when everyday citizens are discussing the futures of their countries, they're actually willing to pay for it. So in Japan, with that future design movement, studies have shown that people have been willing to pay, for example, 6% higher water taxes. Most people are interested in the legacies that they're going to leave for their family members. And if you care about your kids or your grandkids or their grandchildren, you need to not just care about them because they don't just live in isolation. You need to care about the communities they live in, the inequalities, the investment in healthcare and social services, and whether they've got air to breathe and water to drink.
Roman, thanks very much indeed.